It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at american-giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Remember, the ideal person that you want to become should not be somebody else. It should be the better version of you, or a version of you that you are content with.
Hey besties, welcome to another episode of I Missed Me. I am extremely excited today because I have Laura Galevi with me. She is the CEO of the Glow Up series. You have definitely seen her on TikTok, where she has a platform of over 370,000 people, and she helps girls all around the world become their highest version of themselves. I want to start off asking you, like, what led you to start your confidence, like, glow up type of content?
So during COVID, there was a lot of time to think. And like I mentioned before, it was just a lot of realization that I was not happy with who I was. And I think everybody gets to that point at some point in life, or at least everyone comes to the realization of, like, either I need to do better in this area, or, like, I want to be more like this or more like that. And for me, this was the time where I was like, I genuinely just want to completely reinvent who I was. I wanted to just build a completely new character, almost as if I was, like, in a game. Mm-hmm. And COVID was when TikTok was, like, blowing up. I saw a lot of videos about manifestation and self-concept, and, like, the importance of your mind and your mindset on who you actually are and how much that affects who you are, like, your daily thoughts and what's we're not. So on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So to me, for example, I was constantly thinking about how much I didn't like myself. And that was obviously showing up, like, in my 3D and, like, showing up in real life and how I felt about myself. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of switching that mindset and realizing that I needed to create new thoughts and new thought patterns to reflect on how confident mm-hmm. I actually felt about myself.
How do you, like, ultimately get to that conclusion of, like, I don't like myself? Like, what were those, like, was it, like, bad habits, or, like, you caught yourself just, like, speaking, like, poorly to yourself? Like, how do you, like, ultimately realize, like, I don't like myself at all?
So to me, it was a lot of comparison. Like, I would compare myself to everyone and to a lot of people that I didn't even know and people that I would see on the internet. And I know it's normal for girls to compare themselves to, like, especially what you see online. But to me, it was just, like, to everything. Like, mm-hmm. I was always having these same thoughts of, like, I'm not good enough. Like, I need to change. I need to be more like this. I need to be more like that. And that's when I know, I was like, I cannot live my day-to-day basis thinking like that. Like, that's just it's not healthy. It's not normal. It's not sustainable. I'm going to live, like, unhappy for the rest of my life if I'm never content with who I am. So it was more of, like, the repeated negative thoughts about myself.
What's your biggest advice that you would give to, like, switch that comparison mindset? Because I know that there's a lot of girls that struggle with that, especially with, like, social media, mm-hmm. like, comparison. Like,
yeah.
What advice would you give?
So I actually posted, like, a whole video on this, because this is such, like, an important topic, or that it's such, like, an important factor when it comes to gaining confidence and developing, like, a good self-esteem. Number one is, like, realizing that you cannot be anybody else. So, like, comparing yourself to someone else is kind of pointless, because you're you. You're always going to be you. Like, there's just no way around it. Mm. And it's pointless to worry about something that you can't change. And, like, letting go of something you can't control is probably the number one step for all of this. So I had to start understanding that there was absolutely no point in comparing myself to, like, someone that I looked up to. And it's different looking up to someone and comparing yourself to someone. Like, you can look up, like, to someone and get inspiration and just genuinely like use that for like a good purpose mm-hmm. and I guess like do better. But that's not what I was doing. Like I was comparing myself and that's when I was like, okay, there is no point in doing that. And that's probably the first step to like ending comparison is realizing you are who you are. You're mm-hmm. forever going to be who you are. You might as well accept it and be happy with it.
I love that. You talk a lot about like confidence on all over your social media and you basically just started this series, which mm-hmm. I watched and that's how I got to know you, of like the 30-day like glow up challenge, mm-hmm. which is ultimately like this guide to like become the best version of yourself, but like from the inside out. Mm-hmm. What does confidence mean to you?
Well, to me, confidence and like the comparison thing go hand in hand. Like I knew I started to become more confident, you could say, when I A, stopped comparing myself to people, and B, genuinely started to like feel happy with what I saw in the mirror. And just like, and I know this is such like, I guess like a superficial way to see it, because it's like, oh, it's not about what you see in the outside, it's about what you see in the inside. But you can change whatever you want to change on the outside. And if you're not genuinely confident and like happy with who you are, you're not going to like what you see, regardless of what you get done. Let's just say like mm-hmm. procedure wise, I guess, or regardless of what you do on the outside. So when you become happy with what you look like and like how you are and how you carry yourself, that means like the inside of you is like happy mm-hmm. and the inside of you is like confident. Because like I said, if you're unhappy with who you are, no matter what you do to the outside, you're not going to get to that point.
Hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. What are some like practical steps that you started to take once you like got to that point of like realization of like, okay, I don't like myself. How did you start from there?
So the first thing I did was cutting out the like negative comments. And it's something that's, you think it's not important and you think it's hard to control, and it is, it's like practice makes perfect, but it was cutting off things such as like, oh my god, I'm so dumb, or like, oh my god, I don't like, I'm so like, I'm so fat, I'm so this, I'm so like, I'm so stupid, and I can't do this, and like saying that I can't do things and that I can't be like a certain way. Cutting out those little like words and sayings was so important, because like words have power. Like I literally always said this, words have so much power. And you literally speak things into existence. Like mm-hmm. when you're constantly telling yourself that you can't do something, you're only like, your brain is only going to want to prove you right. So it's going to like pull you away from where you want to get and who you want to be. Mm. So to me, it started with just cutting out the negative comments and really just understanding that no matter if I did feel ugly that day, or if I wasn't happy with who I was, it was just a matter of, I need to practice to not saying those things out loud, even if you think them. Like saying it out loud gives it power. It gives it energy. So it was just like taking that down, like taking those negative words off the pedestal and giving them less and less power.
Yeah.
And then when I got kind of the hang of that, and it does take time, it's not like a one day to night thing. Like it takes weeks. Honestly, it's because you're so in the habit and you're so, I guess, used to saying those words, those negative things about yourself, that it takes undoing that habit. And it takes, I think, like 90 days to create a habit to undo it. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take practice. Yeah. And another thing that I did was getting a clear vision of who I wanted to be. And that goes like to the last detail. Like, what did I want to look like? Who did I want to be? How did I want to talk? How did I want to walk and carry myself? How did I want to dress? How did I want to perceive myself, or how did I want people to perceive me? So it was kind of getting a clear image of like the character that I wanted to build in my little game. Mm-hmm. Like almost as if you're building like a Sims character, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
the qualities that you want to have, and then getting a good idea of what that looks like, because you can change who you want to be like whenever. Like I could change who I want to be tomorrow. And I think people don't realize that, which is the power of like recreation.
Restarting.
You can recreate and restart who you are in like whenever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be, you don't need to be like ready for it. You're never going to be ready for it. In fact,
mm-hmm.
It just takes the decision to like, okay, I'm not happy with who I am. I want to change. Get a clear vision of what it is, and then do and actively take steps to get there. So to me, if I wanted to be confident in the way I talked, it was actively every day, like I said, the cutting the negative words is an example, doing little things that would get me closer to that list that described the ideal person that I wanted to become. And remember, the ideal person that you want to become should not be somebody else. It should be the better version of you, or a version of you that you are content with.
Why do you think people are so afraid of like restarting or realizing that at any moment you can change?
Because it's uncomfortable. It's never comfortable, especially when, and here's the thing about us humans, like we would rather stay in an unhealthy but comfortable place mm-hmm. than going to an unknown place that might be healthier, mm-hmm. but we don't know what it is. We don't know how it's going to be, what it might take for us to get there. So that like scares us and we don't move forward with that. Mm. And it's so easy to just sit where you are and be the person that you are now. Even though you are not comfortable and not happy with who you are, yeah. it's easier than doing the work to being something different or like a version of yourself that is better.
Yeah.
And it takes work. It takes a lot of like healing, a lot of shadow work, a lot of just reflection and a lot of acceptance, which is something people have a really hard time with, is accepting the sides of them that they might not be so proud of, which is okay. Yeah. Like you are who you are. Nobody's perfect. It's just a matter of accepting that you are that way and managing it. I think people are just scared of like the process, but it's not that scary once you're at the other side. Like it's so worth it.
Yeah. Now you offer one-on-one like confidence coaching.
I actually haven't been doing that.
You haven't been doing that?
I've not been doing that.
Okay. But you did it for a while.
No, I didn't even, I started it, but then I was like, wait, I'm actually not gonna end up doing that.
Okay. Yeah. But like, my question being like, what is like the most common question that you get, like even like DMs in my videos. Or videos, like the most common question that like people have a hard time, you know, understanding how to be confident or like, yeah.
A lot of people ask me, how do I like love myself? Like, how do I start loving myself? And, or what do I have to do to like love myself? And this one time I like read this really good advice and it's like, hating yourself is a choice. And loving yourself is a choice. It's not something that you're going to one day wake up and be like, wait, I love myself. Like, that's not how it works. You have to make the choice to actively like go against what you currently believe in. So if you do, let's just say hate yourself, like currently, you will have to every day make the choice to practice self-love. To me, that started with like separating a time of my day to do self-care and like, for example, journaling. That's something that really helped me with like the self-love journey, because it was a lot of reflection on my day-to-day and just getting to know myself and getting comfortable with the person that I was.
Yeah.
And I guess doing things that every day like reflects the choice of loving yourself. Because like I said, it is a choice. Like you can literally decide to hate yourself for the rest of your life, or you can actually make the choice to like yourself and like enjoy the person that you are.
How would you personally...
I don't know about you, besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistBeast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life.
We define self-love.
I would say to me, self-love is waking up and like not worrying about if someone's gonna like me or if someone is going to like accept me, because like I know I accept myself. Mm-hmm. And there's something about confidence that I learned a while ago that's like, confidence is not walking to a room and thinking everybody is going to like you. It's walking to a room and being okay if somebody doesn't, mm-hmm. and being okay if people don't like you. I think that's what self-love is being like, I'm like, I don't care about what other people think of me, in the sense, and not about like, oh, I don't care what people think of me and I'm like an awful person. It's more of like, I'm happy with who I am. If somebody doesn't like me, that's okay. Like, no, not everybody needs to like me.
From everything that you've said, obviously, like, confidence comes from the inside. Mm-hmm. What is that like one mindset that you always go back to when you like sometimes you still struggle with like, you know, comparison, or because we all fall into, mm-hmm. you know, back into like old habits. Mm-hmm. But what is that one mindset that you always go back to or that you carry with yourself that has been like super helpful for you?
I think it's reminding myself, it's the mindset that just people's opinions of me says more about them than it does about me. And in today's society, we put a lot of like, I guess, a lot of weight on other people's opinions. And like, we give it so much power. We literally let it define like our self-worth, when in reality, like, you need to detach that. You need to detach your self-worth from other people's opinions of you, because not everybody's gonna like you. Like, there's this saying that's like, you could be the juiciest peach in the market and there's still going to be someone who doesn't like peaches. Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that you're not like likable. It just means they don't like you, and that's okay. Like, we don't even like everyone. Like, mm-hmm. why are we expecting everybody to like us?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So the mindset that I'm always going back to is just reminding myself that like somebody else's opinion of me does not define me. Mm-hmm. It truly doesn't. And I think nowadays it's so easy for, especially in like social media, everybody has something to say. Everybody's going to have an opinion. Like, everybody will have an opinion always and forever. That's never going to change, no matter if it's online, offline, like regardless. If we let those opinions like genuinely affect how we feel about ourselves, we are forever going to be prisoners of other people's opinions. Yeah. And that's like, that's not a healthy way of living. It's that. Dreadful. Like, it's draining. Mm. You'll never be able to set yourself free from worrying of like what people think of you.
Yeah. If you have to give like one advice to your younger self that didn't know any better and again was like hating herself, what would it be?
Stop caring about what other people think of you. Mm-hmm. Like, it will always go back to that. Mm-hmm. Because I cared so much. Oh my God. Like, I cared so much. If I heard somebody was saying something about me, I would be so upset. Like, it would ruin me. And even if like, in a conversation, if someone didn't literally validate me, I would feel like I wasn't worth it. Like, I needed constant external validation in order to feel like enough, feel sufficient. Mm. And it's like, that's not the right way to go about it. Mm. You shouldn't need external validation to feel confident or comfortable or feel like you're enough. So it took a lot of like self-validation and like self-assurance and reminding myself that I shouldn't seek like outside of myself. Like, if I shouldn't rely on anybody else aside from myself to make myself feel loved, happy, and like I'm enough.
Yeah. Do you think that like need of validation came from like childhood or like inner child healing, or was it more
I've always said this. I had a very like healthy childhood. Like, I can't sit here and be like, oh, I had like childhood trauma. Like, I really didn't.
That's
funny. I'm very grateful for the environment that I was like grown, like brought up in.
Yeah.
That's how you say it? Like brought up
yeah,
in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My parents were great to me. Like they would always like reassure me, and no matter, like even when I was unhappy with who I was, my parents did such a good job at being like, you are like amazing. Like don't ever doubt yourself. They were super reassuring. I think it comes from like bullying. So I was bullied in middle school. Yes, I was bullied in middle school. And that really like destroyed me, and I had curly hair. Like I looked completely different and I was so bullied in middle school and I was so unhappy. I almost got pulled out of school. And this is why I think I had like, I guess like a fear of like people not liking me or feeling like I'm not enough. It didn't come from like an at home trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
It came from like a school trauma, like a mean girl trauma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so funny because the exact same thing happened to me. I think that like Hispanic households, you grow up with like very present parents.
Yes.
So it wasn't necessarily like inner child, like at home trauma, but it's definitely like, because I definitely like grew up with that like need of validation too. But it was not because of my parents because they were always there like validating me. So
yeah,
it was
same.
Like, when you like work on your confidence, you start loving yourself, you start like deciding who you want, what you want, like what you don't want, who you don't want. What are your like your non-negotiables today when it comes to like people and relationships, and like what do you have to have in order to be in my life?
This is like this is something I've said before. People are either batteries or they're drainers. So they're either gonna drain your energy or they're either gonna charge your energy. There are people who I hang out with or who I will hang out with, and I will literally walk out of the hangout or whatever feeling so tired. I'm like, wait, that was awful. Like not even like this, the interaction could have been good, but I will leave out of there energetically feeling drained. And that is when I know, because your body tells you so much. Like your body tells you a lot. Things that you might not see right away. So I trust my intuition more than I trust anybody in this world. Like I'm not joking. Like my intuition is my compass. It's everyone's inner compass. But I trust my intuition more than anything, and I feel it when somebody isn't right for me. It's not even about like non-negotiables, because that goes more towards like the standard side of it. If I genuinely don't feel energetically like safe around you, like I cannot be near you. I cannot even be like in the same environment
I
as you.
Totally agree.
It genuinely makes me like energetically sick.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Oh,
it's been
God,
a wonderful conversation. Before my last question, I do have a little gift.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I have a clothing
brand.
Thank
you so much. Okay.
It's called I Missed Me Project Now. And the message behind it is that we're all strangers healing together.
Agreed.
Yeah, just basically that we're all just going through something that you might not see. So a message to just like spread kindness and be empathetic with everybody that you meet. So this is for you.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Thank you so much. This is so sweet.
So my last question to you is, what does healing mean to you?
To me, healing is, based on my own experience of healing, because I think everyone's healing looks different.
Yeah.
But I think it genuinely comes, it's like about accepting who you are and the sides of you that you don't like. So for example, there's been so many times in my life where I'm like, oh my God, why am I like this? Like, cause there are things that you genuinely cannot change about yourself, which are the things that make you, you, like they're not necessarily like a bad, like bad things, but you are so self-critical that you think they're terrible things.
Yeah.
And so there's been so many times where I'm like, oh my God, why am I so like this? Like why, how can I undo this? And I can't. So it was, healing to me just means like accepting that side of me and being like, that's okay. I don't have to change that. And if that is something that I'm not happy with, I can just work around it and manage it. I don't have to necessarily change who I am. It just means like accepting the sides of you that you genuinely don't like and the sides of you that you are scared of letting people see, and being comfortable with letting people see exactly who you are.
Love that.
Yeah.
What's the biggest advice that you can give to a stranger?
It's always going to go back to stop caring about what people think.
Love.
It will always go back to that. I think because that's the main reason why people like get so bothered with who they are. And like, I feel like this is why people don't start things, why they don't finish things, why they don't take like that leap of faith. Like they're scared about what people are going to think. It always comes back to that. Like I cannot count on my fingers how many times people have come up to me, oh my God, I'm dying to start social media, but I'm so scared about what people are going to think.
Yeah.
Like it always comes back to that. Always. That's like literally the root cause of most like self, like concept problems and like insecurity. It's scared of, it's fear of what people are going to think. So it's going to be like, stop caring about what other people have to say about you or think about you. People are always going to have an opinion, like always. You can't change that. Accept 100%. That and remind yourself that, oh, another important thing. People are going to compare their experience that they have with you compared to, they're going to compare their experience with you to the rest of the experiences they've had in their life. And everybody has different experiences in their life. Like everything, everyone's life is like shaped by different experiences and different events. So if somebody has an interaction with you and compares it to everything they've been through in their life, and based on that, they determine that you're not like the person for them, or like you're not someone they want to be friends with, or like so on and so forth, that's fine. That has more to do with them and their life story than it does with you, like the single interaction they've had with you. So it's not personal a lot of the times. Like it has a lot, like when I don't like someone, chances are it's not even about them. Chances are it's me. Like I don't like them because of how they make me feel and how they are in like retrospect, like my entire life and all the experiences I've had with other people. It's about me, not them. And same thing when they have something to think about me, it's about them and not me.
Love that. Thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you?
On Instagram, my Instagram is Laura Glebby, and my TikTok is Laura Glebby as well. Everything is just Laura Glebby.
Love that. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me podcast on all social media. Don't forget to go get your No Name hoodie to noNameProject.co.
So cute.
And don't forget to follow I Missed Me Project to see all of the hoodie content. Don't forget to follow me on my personal social media at Mafe Ansures, and I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.